one. Would you like to introduce yourself?
I'm Sylvia Wachuku-King, and I'm the founder and project manager of Wellbeing You Limited.
Could you introduce yourself, please?
I'm Sylvia Wachuku-King, founder and project manager of Wellbeing You Limited. Wellbeing You was set up to actually support the over 65s, their carers and their families to do more, to take more responsibility for their health and well-being. It's located in Croydon, and we work with various organizations that actually run activities with older people. We also have partners like Croydon Health Watch and the NHS, who are the mothers of Wellbeing You.
Why did you set up the charity?
Well, I set up Wellbeing You to fulfill a third goal I set myself when I relocated to the UK under the Highly Skilled Migrants Programme in 2003. And that was to set up a health project of my own with my ideas that will offer solutions to identified health inequalities among the elderly.
Why did you call this recent event Welderlies?
Well, Welderlies is derived from well elders. It's just something I put together and promoting managing.
We're here to discuss the Welderlies afternoon high tea. Mm-hmm. Can you explain to me the name of it, how it came about?
Well, as you know, it's Wellbeing You. That is the project. And I wanted something funky, so I put together Well Elders and then call it Welderlies. And the event really was to promote manageable health and well-being, which is a key objective of the project. Drinking tea is popular in Britain. It gets people together to talk to each other, and the hearts dance and children were to create fun, exercise in a pleasant atmosphere. Doctor, when you, the question about the highlights, I talk about, you know, all the different things people mix.
Okay, we'll move on to that then. We'll put it in there.
So whether people enjoy it.
So, if you'd like to say when the event was held, and did the format, that's the one, did the...
Oh, you said
yes, did people enjoy the event?
Well, they did. First of all, it took place on the 26th of July. It was the holiday. It was on a Wednesday, so that at least the older people can come with their families and, you know, their grandchildren. Yes, it went very well. Everyone who completed the feedback form said it met their expectations. Nearly 70% said yes, and 30% said maybe they will come again for the next time, for the next event, if we have more dancing. No one said no. So this was really an indication that people enjoyed it. And in addition, some people even sent congratulatory messages through email, telephone calls, WhatsApp. So they really enjoyed it, and I'm happy.
Okay, so the next question is, when is the next event?
Well, since this is going to be a seasonal, you know, kind of series, so our next event will be during half-term week in October, and the theme will be autumnal in nature, because it will be autumn, and the dates will be confirmed and publicized soon.
So speaking personally, what were your highlights from the event?
Well, Philippa, I could still feel the buzz. The entire atmosphere was very accommodating. Our deputy mayor of Croydon was there. We were 79 in all, excluding performers. The audience was very diverse from different backgrounds. The oldest was 90 plus and the youngest 15 months, and they interacted well. People took time to make their hats and dance joyfully to parade them when the time came. And about half of those who attended took time to complete the feedback form. So these are all things that do not always happen together, so I'm really overjoyed.
Here at Sylvia, can you give me your personal highlights from the Welderlies event?
I could still feel the buzz. So it's still running through my veins. The entire atmosphere was very accommodating. Our deputy mayor of Croydon was there. We were 79 in all, excluding those who performed. The audience was very diverse from different backgrounds. People took time to make their hats and danced joyfully with them. About half of those who attended took time to complete the feedback forms, which do not normally happen at events. So I'm really happy about that.
So if you'd like to now outline how people get in touch and find out more about the autumn event.
Well, Wellbeing U has a strong network with organizations that work with older people. And so I keep them informed. In fact, I take the trouble to visit them and tell them about events from time to time. Then there's Health Watch Croydon, who is, sponsor. There's Croydon Voluntary Action. There's the Croydon Communities Consortium. These are all people who help advertise the event. And we have our publicity materials with our contact details. They can call, they can send emails, and hopefully our website will be up and running very soon.
3, 2, 1. So how can people find out more about the next event?
If people would like to attend the next event, they are welcome, and they can find out through many older people's networks in Croydon, because we have strong connections with them. Health Watch Croydon, one of our key supporters, will also have information. The Croydon Voluntary Action, the Croydon Communities Consortium. These are all people who advertised for us for the last event. Our publicity materials also have been put up in different places, and they have details of the telephone number and emails. And very soon, our website will be up and running. And I might even have a Twitter and Facebook accounts, which have been delaying, but I think it's time for me to have them now.
If you'd like to sort of give some, what are you doing? The final thing would be the thanks to the people who helped make the event so special.
There's a whole list of people who really helped to make this event special. First of all, I'll say thanks to the church for making it possible, to use that venue, because they don't normally rent out, the venues to all events like that. I also like to thank Croydon Council for making the funds available for us to do this. To thank the Deputy Mayor of Croydon, the Mayor's Office, for the Mayor to come and actually have a chance to mix in, with the people. I want to thank our MC. Anita was fantastic. So many people have sent, compliments for her, which I have passed on. And therefore, I say thanks to HUK to make her available on that day. I say thanks to all the volunteers who were there, volunteers from Health Watch, volunteers from the Unity Club who helped do the sandwiches and serve the food. And the ladies who served, they look like professionals. And they were all volunteers. I also want to thank you too, for being there. To thank the Superhighways UK for actually help us to put it all, together. Oh, there's also Lee, the photographer. There's Diana James from the Croydon Adult Social Services. I can go on and on and on, but so many people worked. And all the people who came, the adults, the children, the performers, everybody. The performers, particularly the bump, dance, and fitness. They were great. They got the audience dancing, and I will continue to use them. Okay, well.